Time to talk some local rugby on a Tuesday with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Wicks. How you doing, mates?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2fm.com.au.
Singleton Juniors are coming together, first of all.
Yeah, certainly we've been talking about the experiences of the Fives and Sixes and Sevens on a Friday night there at God's Acre in Howe Street. Of course, you can get down there and be part of it. Use your $100 voucher to get registered. But we're going up to the age groups to under 15. So it's on the Facebook page there, Singleton Junior Rugby. And go through the website, of course, singletonjuniorrugby.com.au, and be part of it. Also, when it comes to registry of all the other sports, all the other clubs, please feel free to go through australia.rugby or use the Rugby Explorer app on your mobile phone. But Singleton looking for a little potties out there to get out there and play rugby and be part of the experience there of the Hunter Juniors when it comes to junior rugby. Interesting also, of course, as we mentioned on the weekend, 23rd and 27th of this month, all over the zone, Hunter will be looking to trials there for their age groups 11 to 18. The 11s will be off to Coffs Harbour after some time in July for their country champs, but the state champs and also the country champs will be all over the state as well. So if you want to be part of that, just go through hunterjuniors.com.au or go to the Facebook page, Hunter Juniors. Also, if you go through admin@hunterjuniors.com.au, the Big Bock is looking to get some gear for some of those kids that are doing it a bit tough on the far north coast, as we've seen both the Grafton, Redmond and Lismore rugby clubs underwater, as well as the Mullumbimby Moonshiners. So look for that on the Facebook page and be part of that experiential thing. Central North has their experience, of course, will be at the Riverside Fields in Tamworth on Sunday the 3rd of April. For, again, those age groups between 11s and 18s, and you'll be able to get into it and get into off and be selected for the country champs that are on later in the year in June.
Now, there's something awesome coming up for local coaches this week.
Yeah, fantastic. Friday night at Club Charlestown, it's for free. John Muggleton and also Joe Barricade are turning up to do some interaction with the coaches, talk a little bit about how some of the new things that are going on in the game. You can find out more through the Hunter Rugby Facebook page, but you need to register by this afternoon to make it happen. So Tuesday afternoon is your opportunity there. It's free of charge. Club Charlestown from 6 p.m. I know it'll go up against the ladies' sevens and also the girls' sevens as well over the weekend, but great opportunity on Friday night to meet two guys who know what it's like. John, of course, was the assistant coach for the Wallabies in 99 when they won the World Cup.
Yeah.
And also Joe has been a coach of West Harbour at the moment in the Charlton Hall Shoot Shield. Also on the way through, he's been assistant coach there at the Melbourne Rebels, the West Force, and also Ulster when they've been part of the experience known as the Pro 14. So it's a great opportunity for local coaches to get out there and interact with the game and be part of encouraging these guys to keep coming up as well.
Mate, Super Rugby, was it round three from the weekend? Fantastic effort from the Fijian Drua to get their first victory.
Yeah, fantastic weekend's rugby, of course. And the Rebels, yeah, they'll be wondering what happened in both men's and women's. But, of course, we start on Friday night as the Rebels head up to take on the Ray White Brumbies. That'll be on stand from 5 o'clock for the ladies, 7.30 for the fellas. Then Saturday night, which is great to see on GEM from Channel 32 from 5 p.m, we've got the Westpac Queensland Reds taking on the Fijian Drua. And then at 7.30, the fellas go about their work at Lang Park. And then, of course, the Waratahs on Sunday afternoon will be playing against the Western Force. So that'll be the men's and women's as well. So that'll be great to see. You can find out more as far as getting tickets if you can get through the rain there at nsw.rugby. But, yeah, fantastic kick-off there for Fiji. Again, the Waratahs are just a little bit short of guys when you don't have a great like Michael Hooper and Lachie Swinton playing.
Yeah.
But there's no lack of goers there. Will Harris, Jed Holway.
They're trying their guts out. You've got to be happy with that.
Yeah, it's... You can't bitch and moan about it, even though the Brumbies really had the game in the bag in the first 20 or 30 minutes. But it's just one of those things that will be interesting to see when Curly Beale comes back, if he comes back this year or next year, where he's going to go. Will it be fullback or will it be fly half? Because there's three fly halves fighting for that spot. Tane Edmed, Will Harrison, who came off the bench and was more of a 13 or 15. And also, of course, Ben Donaldson, who's been doing the job themselves. But interesting times ahead for the team, and certainly looking forward to a big crowd out there on Sunday afternoon. Those games will be on stand as well. But having watched the Super W game last week between the Brumbies and the Waratahs, absolutely outstanding effort considering the rain.
Yep.
And looking forward, and great to see what a beast Grace Hamilton is. Once she goes out on the field, everything just lifts to another level, even though with a lot of experience there with Ash Houston and also Eloise Burrows doing well in the first half for the Brumbies. Yeah, the Waratahs just ran over the top. And the quality of that competition, like a lot of the women's sport, has just got better and better as they get more of an opportunity.
Mate, you've got 30 seconds to preview Six Nations this weekend, week four.
Yeah, big day, of course, on Sunday as we have the experiential thing, as we have the crew there from Ireland taking on England at Twickenham.
Great
Always
day.
A massive, massive clash. and the French will be just looking to seal things up most probably till Saturday morning at 7 o'clock there. All those games are on Stan, so look out for that as well.
Excellent. Wixie, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk more on the weekend as we get deeper and deeper into our rugby season.
Thanks very much, Pierre.